We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, continuing from item 135. You can ask questions to our website, and selected ones will be asked during the lesson.
So in what item are we?
135.
Please. Meaning, we were talking about the completion of the first kind, Min Aleph. Maybe let's start from 134.
134. It has already been explained that the emergence of the Gadlut of the Gal and Zat of Nikudim came in the three sequences by way of three dots, Cholam, Shuruk, and Chirik. From this, you can understand that there are two kinds of completion of ten sefirot for reception of mochin of gadlut.
We have to understand that specifically from lack of forces, when we're incapable of performing an action of bestowal all at once over all the desire and with all the great screen and to fill by that all the desire, we have many actions. And as much as we talk about the cascading of the worlds, the cascading of the potsofim, cascading of the sefirot, how much they lose the force of the screen, the force of bestowal. So there are many, many other actions in order to perform the main action by the many actions. What can we do? And that's how we do it in our life as well. We can't do something all at once. So we build all kinds of systems. These by those, by those, by those, and then we reach the goal. It's the same here. That's why he says that, as it has already been explained, that the emergence of the Gadlut of Gar and Zat of Nikudim came in three sequences, not all at once, like in Gilgalta. By the way, of the three dots, Cholam Shuruk Chirik, meaning a division to three actions, one after the other. From this you can understand that there are two kinds of completion of ten sefirot for reception of mochin of gadlut. Meaning, connecting the sefirot into ten as it was in the world of Adam Kadmon is not simple. But rather here there are no sufficient screens. There are no great, correct desires under these screens that you can connect them and perform actions like the Creator in order to bestow. That's why there are all kinds of orders. It's a series, a sequence of actions, of corrections, that bit by bit the will to receive recruits itself to perform actions in order to bestow. So this is what he says, that there are two kinds of completion of ten sefirot. You have to complete these ten sefirot, complement them, make something whole out of them for reception of mochin of gadlut. Meaning you don't come all at once to a state that you start being in gadlut. Gadlut means to receive in order to bestow. Katnut, smallness, is to bestow in order to bestow. The degree of Bina is called Katnut. The degree of Chokhmah is called Gadlut. So we have two sides by which we complete the Sfirot so that they will receive in order to bestow, meaning the light of Chokhmah. The first is through its ascent and incorporation in the upper one, when the lower one raises itself to the upper one, incorporated in the upper one, receives from the upper one forces, lights, vessels, builds itself. That is the way it's happens it in us. Well, let's say in us, a drop of semen goes into the mother, being cooked there for 9 months, then a newborn comes, starts growing in the right way. It's connected to the upper one when the mother raises him, gives him, nourishes him, gives him breast milk, until he comes off her hands, grows and becomes like a small child by her side. That's how more and more and more. And we see that it's all of, because of a lack of corrections. He can't receive the degree of Gadlut all at once. It is gradually and gradually, gradually. Why? That's because he doesn't have the strength to jump all at once to in order to bestow. We see how difficult it is for us to understand what in order to bestow means. That's why what's happening is that we, bit by bit, we grow. It's the same here. Meaning, he writes, that is, when Zon of Ak shone the new light through the Tabu, that's from Nahi de Galgalta, they're below Tabu. So, they shine the new light through Tabu to Keter of Nikudim, by that they want to fulfill themselves, and lowered the bottom hay from Nikveinayim of Keter to its Peh, meaning they give Gadlut to the Keter. His screen was standing in Nikveinayim, meaning in Katnut, only in the vessels of Keter Chochmah and half of Bina, and then the screen comes down below that. And now you can use it also in the Sefirot, in the vessels that are below Bina. Thus, the fallen Achab of Keter that were in Abba Ve'ima ascended and returned to their degree in Keter, completing its 10 Sefirot. Meaning, it was possible to use only Keter Chochmah and half of Bina, and now these vessels that used to be below it, the bottom half of Bina and Zeran Bina and Malchut, can rise and join Keter Chochmah and the upper part of Bina. And then by that, they complete the Partsuf in 10 Sefirot. It's as if it had only the upper half was activated, Keter Chochmah and Gar of Bina, which is called Galgalta Ve'inayim, and now it's possible to connect to them also the bottom half of Bina and Zeran Bina and Malchut, called Ozen Chotem Peh. Then we have full 10 Sefirot. Right? So when is that? When Zon of Ak shone the new light through the Tabu to Keter of Nikudim, what was done then? This new light lowered the bottom hay from Nikveinayim of Keter to its Peh. Thus, the fallen Achab of Keter that were in Abba Ve'ima ascended and returned to their degree in Keter. Completing its 10 Sefirot. Meaning now, in Keter there are 10 Sefirot. There used to be only Galgalta Einayim in Keter. Its Achab were fallen in Abba Ve'ima. And now, by the upper light that shines, then Achab, these Achab that were fallen in Abba Ve'ima were, now can rise to Keter itself. And completed its 10 Sefirot. Meaning in Keter, there are 10 Sefirot now. It is discerned in that state, Galgalta Einayim of Abba Ve'ima, that were with Achab of Keter, which were attached to Achab de Keter, ascended. That was when Achab de Keter were fallen in them, they were attached. Ascended along with them, hence, Abba Ve'ima too are incorporated in the complete 10 Sefirot of Keter. This is a very special completion the ascent to the upper one, because when the lower one, since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it, it is therefore considered that Abba Ve'ima too obtained the achap they lacked to complete their ten sefirot by their incorporation in the keter. This is the first kind of mochin of gadlut, meaning Abba Ve'ima connect themselves to Keter. Abba Ve'ima, Chochma and Bina connect themselves to Keter, and then by that they attain what they lack. But it's not that they have it. It's because they rose to Keter. This is why this is called the first kind of completion. 135, I'll continue. The second kind, meaning of completion, is a degree that was completed into ten sefirot by itself, not by connecting to the upper one, rising to the upper one, and they're receiving completion and fulfillment. It's like a baby was lifted to the height of the breast of the mother, and now he's being nourished from her breast. She's breastfeeding him. When Zonavak shone the new light through Yesodavak, called the dot of Shuruk, we have the dots Cholam above the letters. Shuk is in the letters, and Chirik is below the letters. So, Shuk is in the letters. So, when Zonavak shone the new light through Yesodavak, called the dot of Shuk, to Abba Ve'ima, and lowered the bottom hay from Nikve Naim of Abba Ve'ima themselves to their pay. Meaning Abba Ve'ima received Gadlut. By that, they raised the vessels of Achap of Abba Ve'ima from the place to which they fell in the Zat to the Rosh of Abba Ve'ima, and completed their ten sefirot. Thus, now Abba Ve'ima are completed by themselves, since now they have obtained the actual vessels of Achab that they lacked. Conversely, in the first kind of completion, when they received their completion from the Keter through adhesion with its Achab, they were actually still deficient of the Achab when they rose to Achab of Keter, because they received their Achab, the Achab the Keter, to their completion. But due to their incorporation in the Keter, by Keter they received illumination for their Achab. They received through it an illumination from their Achab, which sufficed only to complete them in ten sefirot while they were still in the place of the Keter, and not at all when they departed from there to their own place. Again, it's like in our world, a child that is lifted to his mother, raised to her, he feels completely safe by his nature. He's in his mother's hands. He's lacking nothing. He knows this is the source of his life. He was born there. That's where he gets everything from. It's the same here. The moment the vessels of the lower one rise to the upper one, are attached to the upper one, then they feel themselves. They've reached the root. They have no deficiency anymore. On the one hand, in spirituality, that's good. That you have confidence, you have safety, you have the feeling of being in a place where you can be connected to and to receive from it. On the other hand, this is certainly not enough, because more deficiencies are required to grow more. Clear, right? Okay, so. Then he continues, 136. Similarly, these two kinds of completion are found in the Zat as well. The first is during the illumination of Shulk and the ascent of the Chap of Abba Ve'ima, meaning when Abba Ve'ima raise their Chap, at that time the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zat that are attached to them ascended along with them to Abba Ve'ima too. Meaning, there is a thing here. When the lower one is attached to the upper one, while the upper one elevates itself, the lower one, which is attached to the upper one, also rises when they receive the discernment of Achap to complete their tenth field. These Achap are not yet their actual Achap, but only an illumination of Achap, sufficient to complete the ten sefirot while they are in Abba Ve'ima, but not at all when they descend to their own place. Meaning what they receive is all in all in order to be attached, to hold on to the upper one. But it's not that they can come down off the upper one and to function by themselves in their place. Well, it's like in our world. A child being in his mother's hands, he feels like he's a hero. He demands, he wants this and that and that. But the moment he comes off for his mother, he doesn't know exactly. He starts being completely unsettled, correctly established. That's what happens here. I'll continue. 136. Similarly, these two kinds of completion are found in the Zat as well. The first is during the illumination of Shulk, meaning the light that comes from within the letters and the ascent of the Achap of Abba Ve'ima. At that time, the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zat that are attached to them ascended along with them to Abba Ve'ima too. Meaning, even though they act on Abba Ve'ima, Zon, while being attached to Abba Ve'ima, also rise along with Abba Ve'ima, where they receive the discernment of Achap to complete their ten sefirot. These Achap are not yet their actual Achap, but only an illumination of Achap, sufficient to complete the ten sefirot while they are in Abba Ve'ima, but not at all when they descend to their own place. When the lower one rises to the upper one, he is attached to the upper one, he uses the force of the upper one, and then he has the strength to hold on to the upper one. But it's not that it's enough for him to come down and to be independent. Because coming off the upper one, he has to be independent. And that's something he doesn't yet have. That's why it's called only a partial completion, the first kind of completion by the upper one. The Zat obtained the second kind of completion of the Ten Sefirot during the expansion of Mochin from Abba Ve'ima to the Zat. Zat receives a new force from a new light from Abba Ve'ima. By this, they too lower their ending bottom hay from their chazeh to the siyum raglin of Ak, elevated their tanhi from Bia, from below the palsa, and connected them to their degree. Meaning here there is a true ascent of the vessels from below the palsa to above the palsa. That's already called a chap of the ascent. Then, had they not been broken and died, they would have been completed with 10 complete Sefirot by themselves, since now they have obtained the actual Hap that they lacked. But they didn't hold it. They wanted to do it, but it didn't happen, and there was a shattering. This is what he explains to us, what we had here in the world of Nikudim. In 137, in the four Patsufim that emerged from Abba Ve'ima into vessels of Dachgat, as well as in the four Patsufim that emerged from Yesut of the vessels of Danim, there are these two kinds of completion of Ten Sefirot too. This is because first, each of them was completed by their adhesion with a chap of Abba Ve'ima and Yishut while they were still at the Rosh. This is the first kind of completion of the Ten Sefirot. Afterward, when they expanded to Biyah, from Atzilut to Biyah, they wanted to be completed by completing the Ten Sefirot of the second kind of Ten Sefirot. This applies to the Sefirot within Sefirot as well. This is something they couldn't do, and we will have to learn. Now let's read this again from item 134. Yes.
Moshe.
134. It has already been explained that the emergence of Gadlut, the title, the great rule concerning the permanent Mochin and the ascents of the Paltzufim and the worlds during the 6,000 years. 134. It has already been explained that the emergence of the Gadlut of the Gar Enzat of Nikudim came in three sequences by way of the three dots, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. From this, you can understand that there are two kinds of completion of Ten Sefirot for reception of Mochin of Gadlut. The first is through the ascent and incorporation in the upper one, that is, when Zon of Ak shone the new light through the Tabur to the Keter of Nikudim, and lowered the bottom hay from Nikbe Enaim of Keter to its Peh. Thus the fallen Achap of Keter that were in Abba Ve'ima ascended and returned to their degree in Keter, completing its Ten Sefirot. It is discerned that in that state, Galgalta Enaim of Abba Ve'ima, which were attached to the Achap of Keter, ascended along with them.
When Achap of Keter was in their degree, fallen into them.
Hence, Abba Ve'ima too are incorporated in the complete Ten Sefirot of Keter. Since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. It is therefore considered that Abba Ve'ima too obtained the Achap they lacked to complete their Ten Sefirot by their incorporation in the Keter. This is the first kind of Mochin of Gadlut.
Yes, however, again, this is attained by rising to Keter. They were attached to Keter.
Ken?
Yes?
135.
Hold on. Maybe we should, maybe there are questions about 134.
PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. You said, you opened by saying that because of the lack of forces to bestow, you make a lot of actions. We heard in the
our world, it's the same.
Well, right. So he wrote, first he incorporated in the upper one when the Zon of Ak shone the new light through the Keter of Nikudim. How does the lower one even ascend to the upper one? By which forces does he do it? What motivates him?
First of all, in the lower one there are deficiencies. In the upper one there are forces. It's only that the deficiencies of the lower one have to connect with the forces of the upper one, and they both should act in one direction. Then it will happen.
What's the essence of the action of ascending to the upper one?
The lower one wants to bestow like the upper one. He raises his deficiency to the upper one, and the upper one gives him strength.
Can we say we're in the lower one, and then I want to ascend? So what's the order of actions I have to perform if I'm in the lower part?
The order of actions is that you should first receive a deficiency to a request for the upper one. That you have to know what you want to receive from the upper one. What strength that the upper one can really give you, that the upper one wants to give you, according to your request. The way you receive from the upper one. That's all.
The true desire has to take me upward.
That's our whole problem, that we have to be equipped with a real desire when we want. This is the meaning of the sentence, do make your desire like his, so that he will make your desire like his.
So the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is in this part.
Of course. What else are we talking about? It's only about actions that we have to do in order to be corrected. There is nothing else in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Also in the entire creation, there is none. It's only that we don't understand how much each and every detail, the smallest detail of the creation also acts only towards the goal. From the goal, the light comes and acts in us, inviting all kinds of desires and actions in us.
The beauty is that the lower ones have the forces to ascend upward, like you're saying. Look at this deficiency in order to...
That's us. In our connection, we reach the same state where upon us acts the upper light, educating us, explaining to us what we should do.
Thank you.
Our first connection is when we have to connect like a drop of semen. We just want to connect. All we have no intellect, no mind, no emotion, nothing. Only connection. This is the meaning of turning ourselves to this seed. Then the upper one starts taking care of us.
So if you have to ascend to a higher degree, you have to go through Ibul first.
What upper floor?
So I'm below, right? We're the lower ones. In order to ascend to the next degree.
Yes. You have to be in a bull in conception.
So that's the difficult part.
What difficult part? Annulling yourself.
That's what's taking a lot of time, as he writes here. It's a lot of actions for it to happen.
So do it, so it will take less time. Nothing to do about it. These are the conditions. We learn the laws of nature. You're inside that. You can't do anything about it. Otherwise, you won't be able to do anything.
So without Ibul, you can't do anything.
It's like in our life. Everything starts from the Ibul, the conception.
Great, thank you.
Mach 3.
Yes, thank you. Raising our request to be like the upper one. So that means to have the will to bestow. That's the gadlut of the first kind?
Yes, and we'll talk about it. It's not yet the first kind of completion, but we'll see. Because one.
What does it mean that the Galgalta and Naim are adhered to the Achap of the Keter? What is that adhesion?
Galgalta and Naim?
Galgalta and Naim? Where is it written?
We just read it. That Galgalta and Naim of Abba and Ima are adhered to the Achap of Keter. That it's completing their degree. What does it mean that they're adhered? It's towards the end of the he writes that then the Galgal Tanaim of Abba Ve'ima were adhered to a Chap of Keter. And then Abba Ve'ima were incorporated in the complete Ten Sfirot of Keter.
Yes.
What is that addition?
It's because they were in the same degree. And when they are in the same degree, when the upper one elevates its Achap, along with that, it also elevates the Galgalta Naim of the lower one that are attached to its Achap. Because they are together in the degree of the lower one, then they elevate themselves and the lower one together.
What does it mean, the same degree?
Attached together. One clothes on the other. You have a chap of keter. I see that I have to draw this, maybe. Even though I really don't want. I want all these pictures that you'll be able to draw them in your head.
I kind of understand it according to the drawing, but essentially I don't understand what it means.
You have keter.
Ken Nagid.
Yes. This is Galgal Tanaim and this is its Achap. And you have Abba Ve'ima. When Keter elevates its Achap, so also Galgal Tanaim of Abba Ve'ima arise along with the Achap of Keter. Because they are attached here. So what's not clear?
It's not clear what they're adhered to, because it's supposed to be a degree that is...
No, they're attached because they have adhesion. They connect together. Even though this is the upper one, this is the lower one, there is connection between them. Because the lower one annuls itself for the upper one. And then it turns out that while being in connection between them during the katnut, yes, Achap of Keter elevate themselves, yes, in what way and how, we'll see that later. But the main thing is that along with that, they elevate also, Galgal Tanaim of Abba Ve'ima. This is Achap of Keter. This is Galgal Tanaim of Keter. And this is Achap of Abba Ve'ima.
Abba Ve'ima.
Keter.
I
have another question if I can.
Yes.
Galgalta and Enaim, they actually need a vessel to bestow to be full ten sfirot, right? They need the achap, right?
Suppose.
So what can they bestow to the achap of Keter? Rav. They can bestow on a chap of Keter what they have, and that's enough for a chap of Keter to be adhered to them.
But isn't a chap the Keter was supposed to be filled from Gergal Tanaim of Keter?
Yes, but the fact that it has it, by that it connects the Achap of Abba and Ima to him.
By what Gelgal Ta'anayim bestows to Achap of Keter? Gelgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima, or doesn't it bestow?
No, it doesn't bestow to them. It completes itself to 10 Sfirot. 10 Sfirot. This is what it does. By the Achap of Keter, you have here Gelgal Ta'anayim,
Einaim,
Galgalta Einaim, and here you have the Achap. So these Galgalta and Einaim and Achap connect together. You can say, how can that be? It's completely different body, the Galgalta Einaim. The Galgalta Einaim of Abba and Ima. How can they connect to Achap of Keter? They can complete. It's like we complete our children, our babies, when we do work instead of them. So they don't have their own Achap, the vessels of reception of their own. They can't not work, not buy, not prepare food. We do it all for them. By what? How do we do it all? By them annulling towards us. The children annul towards us. We feel that they depend on us, and that awakens in us. It's the force of the Creator in us. It awakens that feeling that we have to take care of them. That's okay. PT 17.
Hello, Rav. When, is there a condition, or when does the upper one start raising its achap?
The upper one starts raising its achap when it has an opportunity to raise the lower one. Because each one of the paltzufim, or part of those paltzufim, each and every one, only works in order to bestow if it has an ability to save the lower one, to raise him, to fill him, so he does it.
And for the lower one, is this ascent felt as darkness or the other way around?
For the lower one, the ascent, if he's already in a degree that he's connected to the upper one, it's felt as an opportunity to adhere to the upper one even more. It depends on the state that the lower one is in. In Ibu, in Enika, and Mochin, those stages are constantly there in practice. It just depends towards which degree of coarseness of the upper one and the lower one. PT 33.
Why does he go back to explain about the world of Nikudim after we've reached Atzilut already?
Because the world of Atzilut corrects the shattered world of Nikudim. It rises upon the shattered world of Nikudim. That's why the world of Atzilut can't be really understood without the world of Nikudim.
If I may ask one more question, what is Mochin of Gadlut?
It's the light of Chokhmah that is needed in order to correct the vessels of the Achap, and fill the will to receive in order to bestow.
No.
Can I ask one more question?
What?
Why is it that both in the world of Nikudim it also comes down to Nikve Einayim Daf Peh? Is there a Zivug there too that comes down to the Peh?
Of course, in the world of Nikudim there's a descending of Nikve Einayim to Peh, and in the world of Atzilut it even descends from the Metzach, which is an even higher degree, meaning from the coarseness of the root. Einayim is the first coarseness.
Internet woman.
Moscow 18. Why is Galgalta Naim of Abba Ve'ima and Keter Why is it that they can connect to ten sefirot? And how does it fill the Galgal Tanaim of the Lower One?
Why? Because they have one purpose. To bestow to their Upper One. Why is it done in such a way? We can see it from this world, that there are systems in a woman's body that complete what the body of the baby is lacking, either in the state of conception, or pregnancy, or in a state of birth, or in a state of suckling. And this is how it happens, as a result of spiritual actions.
How do they fill the lower one?
They fill the lower one by adding it to them. Abaveima add the lower one to them. The lower one annuls towards them. In our world, it happens naturally. You don't need any work from the embryo or the baby. But he annuls naturally to the mother. And then, thanks to that, the mother can raise him and feed him.
PT 38, what is the annulment to the upper one?
Annulment to the upper one is that I let the upper one do whatever he wants with me, and no matter what he wants. I just want one thing, to know that I'm in the upper one's hands, to annul towards him. That is what I'm asking for.
Rehovot 5, how is it possible to receive in the emotion what we read if we don't have emotion to the anything?
Try and depict it. Try and really somehow get inspired and feel it. It's things that also happen in this world to us. Between children and parents, the seed and the womb, a child and the breasts of the mother. See how it happens. You can imagine this. You can see this in our states through our Paltzufim with the Creator. The Creator is the upper one that receives all kinds of forms like Abba, Ima, Keter, and so on. And we constantly need to adapt ourselves to Him.
That's it in the meantime. Thank you.
We have to understand that we're speaking in a technical way about systems, ascending, descending, receiving, giving, and so on, but it happens in emotions from us towards the Creator. The Creator every time stands before us like a mother, father, Abba, Ima, Yisut, Keter, in the light of mercy, the light of Chokhmah, in all kinds of such forms, in order to raise us, to turn us around every time in a way that we will eventually feel Him, just like the baby. What does he discover? That now he's next to the mother. That there's some inner force pushing him to be breastfeeding. So he sucks from her. It's an instinct like animals have. Right? Then more and more understands, feels, starts with all kinds of signs towards the upper one, starts feeling how the upper one is relating to him, and so on. Until he gets a mind to that feeling. In the beginning, he cries because his instinct forces him to cry. Then he even from his mind starts crying in order to awaken the mother, even though she has no deficiency, but he wants the mother to be adhered to him more, and so on. You see how it happens in our life. It's something simple. We all understand it. We all see that that's the way it happens. Where does it come from? From the connection of the upper one and lower one, that the upper one needs to move a bit away from the lower one, by the and that way the lower one will make efforts and adhere from below upward towards the upper one. And in this way, each and every time, we'll see how these systems, how they work in our life. Just like that. Okay?
Yes, thank you. That's it.
Good. So, oh, we have Asia.
Good morning, friends. Rav, thank you. We talked about how relating to this in our life, so can we say it's like a friend in a ten, and a teacher, and a student?
A teacher and student, I don't know. I don't want to confuse you, but each one of the friends and the ten is like the lower one and upper one. Yes. In the ten, we discover everything. Abba ve'ima and the Creator, everything is revealed in the ten.
Moscow one.
Mistake.
Okay. Khadera one.
When in the second restriction, the upper Achat enters Galgaltanaim of the lower one, there is an automatic adhesion. When the upper one and the lower one are in the same degree, they're in adherence.
If the upper one lowers himself to the lower one, so he sets himself up in a way that the lower one will feel that he's with him. Then he conceals himself, so the lower one can adhere to him with the lower one's forces himself. And when the lower one will start searching for a connection with the upper one, that he'll pray for him, that he'll ask for the upper one to be revealed to him a bit, not in order for him to be adhered for the upper one, but in order to know how to connect, how to ask, how to start the connection with the upper one. If we raise such requests, such questions, so the upper one will start taking care of us more and more. We need to our prayer to come before as much as possible and to scrutinize it. In what should it now be beneficial and active in our advancement? What exactly now would the upper one want to receive from us? What questions, what deficiencies that bring us to a gradual adhesion?
But in the process we just read, it's similarly the it's in the Rosh of Sag of the upper one.
Yes, of course, it's from below upward, even from Ein Sof. All the actions start from Ein Sof. Where all the whole complete vessel is and all the shattered Rishimot records.
And the lower one here does not participate seemingly. It's simply with the rises with the upper one, without his requests, without his initiation.
Their actions, the lower one doesn't participate in a way that he understands and feels and decides and works. Like in our world, we see that the baby doesn't ask to be born. He doesn't go and connect his mother and father and give birth to him. But it happens from above. by the upper potsuf. Meaning, even though the deficiencies exist in the lower one that hadn't been born yet, his deficiencies are in the upper one. And the upper one connects the potsufim, couples the potsufim of Chokhmah and Binah, and they connect and start the process of conception and birth.
And the first kind of conception, well, it's clear that the lower one does not take part. But in the second, yes, there is also?
It's gradual. We'll see when yes and when not. It's a very complex process. PT 23.
Rav, my question is, what does it mean that the upper one raises its achab?
The upper one raises its achab, meaning the whole system that though the lower one starts raising the lower one to a higher degree, meaning that the lower one starts feeling that the upper one becomes higher, greater, more exalted, and draws him, pulls him upward. And by that, the upper one receives that desire to connect to the upper one and raise to him, meaning the ascending of the upper one also causes an awakening and deficiencies in the lower one. The deficiencies could be that the upper one goes and disappears on one side. On the other side, it depends what states we're in. We'll learn about it. That the lower one starts feeling devaluing the upper one more. That's caught in face or in posterior. My beloved is like a gazelle as he runs from a person, the gazelle, but he turns his head backwards, meaning he invites man to ascend after him, to run after him. That's here too. The ascending of the upper one causes a lot of actions in the lower one, also on behalf of the deficiencies and awakenings, and by that we ascend above our degree to a higher degree. That's why we also play with children in such a way, even though we don't understand, we move away from them. We put them before us that they already know how to stand, but they can't walk it. So we take a step away, that from no choice, the baby cries, but he has to take a few steps towards us, and he falls on our hands. And in this way, we teach him how to walk. That's through the achab of the upper one, raising himself from us, and then we start feeling that we have to cry and ask to be adhered to him and not disconnect from him. And in this way, we search for the upper one and find him.
PT 9.
In the first part of the lesson, I think I heard you say that we should feel our friends, their desires, and to ask for them. Now you talked about having to feel the upper one. Can you connect these two things together somehow?
There's nothing to connect. It's clear. The achab of the upper one, it's towards me, personally. It's the group, it's the 10, it's my friends, that I need to annul towards them. And only to the extent that I annul towards them, I ascend. It doesn't matter as much as how great they are or not, like with Rav Yossi ben Kisma, that he was great, but the students were small. And he annuls towards them, And that was enough for him to ascend.
You talked about having to feel what requests or desires he would like to receive from us right now. So what kind of upper one is that?
I don't understand.
If I heard you correctly, you said, what exactly would the upper one want to receive from us at this moment? What requests, questions?
The Creator presents the upper one to us as a group. We need to annul to this form as much as possible. That's what we need.
When you say to feel what requests and questions the upper one would want to receive from us, for me it feels like the Creator.
So why not? I dwell amongst my people. That's what we have to feel. If I annul towards a group, there I actually meet the Creator, even though I don't reveal it, maybe. Until it comes, I'm going to really have to annul towards the 10. But there is where the Creator is, for sure. That's what the Kabbalists explained to us. Where else could you find them? Only in your group.
Meaning, out of the effort to annul, I can really come to a feeling with the Creator One.
You reach the feeling of connection with the friends, and in them, you feel the feeling of the Creator. You feel the Creator. The internality of the friends is the Creator. That's why it's written, you have made me. That there's no creator that exists outside of the 10 of the group of humanity. There is no such thing. You can search from wherever you want. It will not happen.
Barur.
Clear? More and more, a bit more and a bit more. It's accumulated to a big sum until we will really understand that that's how it works and we have no choice. We will have to still annul ourselves and with our eyes shut to connect to the friends, to their internality, that in their internality, there together, we will find the Creator. We will hold on to Him and develop together with Him in Ibu, Yenika, Mochin, in all these degrees that we have to ascend on. Okay? Now we're left with one thing, that we need to read something of faith above reason.